Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Psalm 23, The Lord is My Shepherd. We all have moments in life when we feel overwhelmed, times when we need direction and protection. The psalmist David experienced these feelings, yet he also knew the one who could lead him through life's dark valleys. David knew that as our good shepherd, God wants to provide for us every single day. Today, Joyce takes a deeper look at David's Psalm 23, breaking it down verse by verse, revealing the freedom we can have when we follow God's leading. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
Open your Bible up, please, to Psalm 23. And before we ever begin this teaching tonight or this series of teachings for the whole weekend, I hope you get to be here for more than one session, because I am a teacher and I like to have more than one opportunity to get my point across. I feel like there's many different ways that you can come at a subject, and it takes us a while sometimes to get into the depth of it. So I'm going to be teaching this weekend on the 23rd Psalm. There's so many wonderful lessons on that. I've only done this one other time in my life, and I felt like that God wanted me to bring it fresh here. It's been many years. Let's see, the last time I did this was 2003, But I want you to do something to me before we begin. First of all, I want you to make your mind up that you're not here just to hear, but you're here. You've already pre-decided that with God's help, you plan to do what you hear. I just think things could really change radically for the whole church world if we would approach the Word of God, even like studying your Bible at home or every time you go to church. I think sometimes we just, probably not so much something like this because you had to make a special effort to come here, but I think we can just go to church on Sunday because that's what we do. And we just go to do it, to put our time in to go to church. And yes, we learn, but are we really listening with an intention to do? And see, I believe that whatever I learn, I then become responsible for. And so when I don't know and I don't do, it's not nearly as bad as if I know not to do and I do it anyway. So everybody say, with God's help, I intend to do what I learned this weekend. All right, first of all, we are going to read together Psalm 23. It's probably, possibly the most popular psalm in the Bible. It's kind of interesting, even people who don't claim to even believe that much, if they get in deep trouble and they go hide away somewhere and try to get some kind of relationship with God, it seems like that's one of the first places they'll always go to in the Bible. It's kind of a go-to verse when you're hurting, a go-to place. And it's rather short, but you'll find out as the weekend goes by, man, is it power-packed with some unbelievably good stuff. The Lord is my shepherd. To feed, guide, and shield me, I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and the restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. That's probably one of the most popular parts of Psalm 23. We go to that when we're in trouble. Yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are with me. We're not real crazy about this next part, or we really just don't understand it. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and through the length of my days in the house of the Lord in his presence shall be my dwelling place. In tonight's session, we are only going to cover verse 1. And yes, I will get through the rest of it in the other three sessions. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Sheep and shepherds, analogies in the Bible. Jesus is referred to as the shepherd, and we are referred to as his sheep. A child proudly says, "This is my dad." It puts an emphasis on my dad. And I believe when David wrote this psalm, he would have said it more like, the Lord is my shepherd. And I want tonight, really my goal in tonight's teaching is for you to come into a place of feeling safe. Everybody wants to feel safe, and especially women want to feel safe. They want to feel taken care of. That's just in our nature to want to feel safe. I want you to know that you're cared for, that God has a plan for your life, that he's not mad at you, that he knew everything that you were going to do wrong before you ever even came into relationship with him, and he already in his providential care provided for all of it. God's got you covered. Amen. God's got your back. The Lord is my shepherd, I believe David said. I don't want us just to think about a God way off in the sky somewhere, but he wants to have a personal, intimate relationship with us. The difference in religion and relationship is what I just said. Religion always looks for God somewhere and tries to get to God through works and effort and some certain kind of behavior. Are you a Christian? Well, I go to church. Well, that's not what I ask you. That doesn't make you a Christian. I can sit in my garage for a year and that'll never make me a car. Just because you sit in church, that doesn't make you a Christian. Amen? A Christian is not even necessarily someone that does good works. Well, I mean, yes, we as Christians, we should do good works, but that doing good works doesn't prove to anybody that I'm a Christian. The thing that makes us a Christian is that we have received Jesus Christ into our heart to be our Lord, to be our Savior. We believe that he is the Son of God, God himself, who took our sin upon himself, who took our punishment, who died in our place, who rose from the dead, is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and as we receive him, he comes to be intimate and personal, to live inside of us, to help us with everything. With everything. We had lunch with some friends today that travel with us, and actually Pastor Mike and his wife are on our staff, and we were talking about some things in our life and about our walk with God, and they asked me a few questions. And back in 1976, although I had been going to church for a long time and I was already saved and a Christian, I needed a deeper walk with God. And many of you, even though you may be a Christian, you may be on your way to heaven, perhaps you're not enjoying the journey, or perhaps you're not living your life in such a way that you intend to take a whole bunch of folks with you, you know. The way I behaved back then, I could have probably kept some people out of heaven. Because a Christian who doesn't act like one sometimes is more dangerous. And so I'm not going to go into the details, but I received a real strong touch from God back in 1976, and they were just asking me what some of the differences were that I saw. And I said, well, for one thing, I began to hear God speak to me. Now, you know, when you start acting like God talks to you, I mean, some like religious folks get like, I mean, I get in all kinds of settings teaching, and I was in one meeting doing a little teaching. I'd been invited to come, and they weren't all people of the same persuasion. And I don't know how to talk about God without talking about things that I believe he's shown me and said to me, because if the Bible says, my sheep know my voice, they hear my voice, the voice of a stranger they will not follow. We're to have some kind of intimate fellowship with God. When I say that we hear from God, I'm not talking about hearing voices. It's more of an inner knowing. You just know that God is showing you to do or not to do, or he's saying something to you. He leads you by peace. He leads you by wisdom. I'm not ever saying just follow a bunch of voices, but so he asked me what the difference was. I said, well, one thing was I really began to hear from God. And I remember one of the first things, I'm telling you this because it kind of shows how personal God wants to be. I was bowling on a Friday night, and it was that Friday during the day that I felt like I'd really had this awesome touch from God. How many of you ever felt like you've just been touched by God in some special way? You know, it's really kind of hard to explain those things, so just you get it or you don't, but you know. So I was bowling really bad that night, and it was frustrating me a little bit, and I felt in my heart the Lord say, well, why don't you ask me to help you bowl? Now, I've been going to church for years. I mean, I wouldn't have thought you could have asked God something like that. You only go to God when you're just really in over your head. Well, see, the thing is we're in over our head from the moment we put our foot on the floor every morning. We just haven't figured it out yet. Amen? That's our big problem, is we think we got it covered, and we only go to God with these big emergency things. And man, I asked God to help me bowl right there on the spot, and I started bowling better. I got the message quick. And you know, I don't know, maybe these kind of things sound weird or funny to you, but you know, the point is God wants to have intimate relationship with you. He wants to have intimate fellowship with you. He doesn't want you to keep him in a Sunday morning box somewhere and just get him out for 45 minutes on Sunday morning, think you got this check mark on your religious calendar, and you know, that now you're a good person, you're gonna get into heaven. God wants to mess in all your business. He wants to be involved in everything that you do. So how about having a Holy Ghost invasion in your life? Amen? I had enough of Jesus to keep me out of hell, but not enough to help me walk in victory while I was here. And so the Lord is my shepherd. He comes to live in us. A shepherd is a manager, a caretaker, an owner, a protector, and a provider. Let me say those words again. A manager. Yes, he wants to manage your life. A caretaker, an owner. A shepherd buys his sheep. He doesn't just get them free. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, you are bought with a price. You are purchased with a preciousness and paid for, made his own. So then honor God and bring glory to him in your body. A shepherd buys his sheep with money. Jesus bought us with his blood. He died and paid for us to belong to him. You are an expensive sheep. That's all right. You can clap if you want to. If you're going to do it, do it. We're not going to patty cake in this conference. We're going to be excited about Jesus. John chapter 10. Let's look at a few scriptures here. The Lord is my shepherd. That would just be enough just to hear that. Could say amen and go home. The Lord is my shepherd. He wants to be involved in everything. He cares about helping me comb my hair, how I bowl, driving to work. He's not just in on the big stuff. He wants to be in on everything in your cute little life.
Thanks for listening. No matter our life circumstances, we do not have to walk through them alone. Let's learn to trust the Lord, and instead of trying to be in control, we need to allow God to be our shepherd. Remember, he wants to guide us every day. As we trust him with each step we take, we can know that God is leading us to victory, a victory and blessing that he promises everyone, eternal life with him. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Get your daily dose of encouragement with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Catch up on 7 days of Enjoying Everyday Life episodes. Grow deeper in God's Word with the daily devotional and question of the day. And enjoy all your favorite teachings from Joyce in your digital library. Find all this and more with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Search Joyce Meyer in your app store and download it today.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.